Hello and welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis and this message is for Wednesday, December 29th, 2020. And the theme is, what time is it? I invite you to hear some words from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 35 through 42. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" And he said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated, anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated, Peter. Well, this week we begin a new year as 2020, thankfully, gives way to 2021. Most of us, I assume, are not too sorry to see 2020 move into the history books. As we enter this new year, we're reminded once again that time is passing. It's interesting how sometimes when you're reading scripture, a simple word or phrase jumps out at you. As I was reading these words from John's Gospel, I was struck by how often John refers to time. The next day, that day, and especially when he said it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. John is not unique in that regard, as time is often mentioned in Scripture. For example, Ecclesiastes 3:1, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." Or Galatians 4:4, "But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law." And Romans 5:6, "When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners." And Paul again in 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, "For God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." And Galatians 6:9, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." Of course, thoughts about time are not limited to Scripture. "Lost time is never found again," Benjamin Franklin. "Time is what we want most, but what we use worst," William Penn. "The only reason for time is so that everything doesn't happen at once," Albert Einstein. "All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us," Gandalf and J.R.R. Tolkien's The Fellowship of the Ring. And of course, this one, "How did it get so late so soon? It's night before it's afternoon. December is here before it's June. My goodness, how the time has flown. How did it get so late so soon?" Dr. Seuss. Well, time is something we all have, something we sometimes waste, but it's also something that governs our lives. There is time to get up, time to go to work, time to go to school, time for dinner, time for your favorite TV show, time for Christmas, time for a career change, time for retirement, and so on. As Solomon said, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." But what intrigued me about John mentioning time was the fact that he mentioned it at all. John seems obsessed with time in these opening chapters of his gospel. Besides those I've already mentioned, he opens verse 29, "The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him." And in verse 35, "The next day, John was again standing with two of his disciples." And verse 43, "The next day, Jesus decides to go to Galilee." In the opening verse of chapter 2, he writes, "On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana in Galilee." I think John had good reason for focusing our attention on the idea of time, especially in reference to verse 39, where he specifically mentions it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon when Andrew and another of John the Baptist's disciples responded to Jesus' invitation to come and see. And they remained with him the rest of the day. It wasn't so much the time of day that was important as it was how they used the time. The time he spent with Jesus obviously had an impact on Andrew, because after spending that time with Jesus, Andrew went out and found his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah." Then Andrew invited Simon to come and see, to come and to meet Jesus. And that meeting was a crucial time in Simon's life. I cannot imagine how he might have been feeling as Jesus looked intently at him and then told him he was going to have a new name. Only time and experience with Jesus would reveal to Simon Peter the significance of that moment. This story raises for us some challenging questions about time. For one, what time is it in your life? As we enter a new year, maybe some of you have resolved that it is time to make some meaningful lifestyle changes. That usual one, to lose some weight and to eat a healthier diet. Maybe you've decided it's time for a career change. Maybe it's time to heal some broken relationships. Maybe you're feeling it is time to make the decision to follow Jesus. So what time is it in your life? As we come into this new year, each of us needs to decide how we're going to use whatever number of days God gives us in 2021. So use them wisely. Let's pray. God, as we leave behind a challenging year, help us to realize there were aspects of 2020 that were good, that benefited us as we dealt with its challenges. As we enter a new year, help us to use the time you will give us wisely and to your glory. We trust you are with us each day and each minute in this coming new year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless. Have a happy new year. Hope to see you on Sunday.